You sure you're not thinking USPS?
Yes, very sure.
I think Mickey knows the difference between blue and
brown.
Oh,
it's all the same crap.
I think what you're seeing here is that the employees of UPS in my town give a shit about their jobs and what they do, whereas where you live, they don't. I think it's just a matter of the people they've hired in which area. See, in here, FedEx sucks.
Doesn't FedEx suck everywhere?
Well, Fort Max implies that FedEx is better in his area than UPS. I'm saying here is the opposite.
No,
yeah, but it's Fort Max.
I'm implying that they both suck equally.
Oh, okay.
Just like your mom.
Nobody sucks.
That's
poor guy. Your mom.
Better than FedEx would have to imply that UPS was doing something better than someone.
Well, they're always better than DHL.
Who?
DHL.
Yeah, who's that now?
Exactly.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
I punched your mom in the scrotum.
Hey, Mickey.
STD emergency.
Paladin.
There's something wrong with you guys.
And Fort Max.
Bitches leave.
Showtime!
Hooray.
It's Superhero Time.
Finally.
Yeah, we are recording a little bit late, but that's not really going to matter to anybody who's actually listening to the show.
That's for me.
I'm just here for someone to listen to the show.
Now that we've gotten the silly jokes out of the way, I'm XV. With me this week, I have, as usual, Paladin.
Good evening, everybody.
He's on the pill again, by the way. Fort Max.
Hello.
Who probably should be medicated. And, hey, Mickey.
Not medicated enough.
That's more like it.
He should have used Preparation H.
All he gets is the off-brand Preparation lowercase h.
No, I like to think the off-brand Preparation H would be like Preparation G. Or maybe
like
Preparation...
Kamen Rider G?
Or maybe Preparation L. You know, just Preparation in some random letter. No? Okay.
Moving on.
Yes, always. Okay, so we got a really cool preview of Power Rangers Samurai just today.
Hell f***ing yes. Bulk.
Yes.
Bulk. Samurai forever.
Bulk together. What?
Exactly.
Bulk forever.
Yes.
Yeah, so out of nowhere, Bulk is returning to Power Rangers.
Just like in Lost Galaxy. And
it's
Wild Force. You know,
and
Bulk
there was much rejoicing.
Bulk really should
it's
have been
amazing.
Once a Ranger.
Yeah, except he was never a Ranger.
It doesn't matter, it's Bulk. I mean, he came back for Forever Red.
Yeah.
He was on the show longer than any other cast member.
Yeah.
$10 says he'll be the American Shinken Brown.
You know, that would be pretty much
Shinken Beige.
Now, they covered this at Morphicon that one time. He'd be the Black Leather Ranger, and Skull would be the Leopard Print Ranger.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I thought they covered this in, like, a Season 1 episode with Burgosaurus and Brontosaurus.
Dogosaurus.
Okay.
How is Brontosaurus even
funny? I have no idea.
Do you ever?
So they released a video clip of him in the show.
That was exclusive to IGN, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he hasn't lost it. He's exactly the same as
he
last
looks
saw him.
The same.
Well,
I'm
he's
amazed.
Lost the hair.
Well,
I wonder if that was
yeah.
deliberate.
Why, do you but think it, he like went through chemo or something?
No, I think he's just a good 15 years older.
And 15 years balder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at Morphicon, he didn't have the hair either.
Well, at some point you just have to give it up.
Yeah.
But still, besides
like,
the hair...
Like the guy that plays Fargo in Eureka.
Okay. But
he's like 20-something and he's like bald as shit.
That's bad genetics.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, because then you'd be saying that Patrick Stewart is bad genetics.
Leave Kilby out of this.
When did Patrick... Well, Kilby's going bald, too. When did Patrick Stewart lose his hair?
19.
Really?
Wait, was he bald in the episode Tapestry? I don't remember.
Well, his younger self wasn't, no.
Well, there you go, so it was after that.
I did like that Patrick Stewart was shaving off the sides and back, too, in the later seasons of Next Generation.
Oh, wait, no. Nemesis. Shinzon, he
was bald. Shinzon's body was falling apart. The hair is always the first thing to go. I'm sure if he would have taken all of Picard's blood like he wanted to, he would have grown this thick, luxurious hair back.
Got his fingernails back.
That's probably
grow back in.
That's probably why he wanted to do the full body transfusion thing in the first place. He wanted his damn hair back.
But he was too busy trying to mentally f*** Troy.
Yeah, I never really understood that subplot.
Aside from being the subplot of half of the Next Generation episodes?
Well, nobody's accusing Nemesis of being a creative story.
It's a hilarious story.
This from when I read the leaked script and was convinced it was fake fan fiction.
Yeah.
And then when I went and watched the movie, I was still convinced it was fake fan fiction. I think the part that really cemented it for me was the sequence with the Jeep.
Geordi, what's this that I'm hearing about a joystick on the bridge? Did Riker tell you to do that? God damn it. I want my dune buggy now. Don't give me more excuses.
That's like the worst Picard ever.
I wasn't doing Picard. I was just doing the lines of what they probably cut from the movie.
Oh, okay.
I can't do British accent. I bet you Fort Max could, though.
Well, he's Australian. That's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can really tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
It's like with that stupid little gecko character on the insurance commercials.
Yeah, he keeps changing accents, doesn't he?
And voice actors.
As does Fort Max.
Yeah, we're on our fourth Fort Max already. It's amazing how high the turnover on that role is.
We're gonna need another Kenny.
We're going to need another Kimmy.
No, Timmy. Yeah, Timmy. Sorry, I was thinking Godzilla.
If you want, I can fix that joke in editing.
Nah, leave it.
Okay. but at some
so
point,
anyway, back
you laughed
to Gold
anyway.
Tiger.
You got it.
No, we were talking about Bulk.
Yeah, so apparently we're not getting a Skull, we're getting fake Skull.
We're getting Skull's illegitimate offspring.
He was trying desperately to be Skull.
I believe his name is Spike, if the IMDb is correct.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, that probably means it's not Spike.
Well, the name certainly fits the hair.
I can see him being Spike Skull, bitch.
Coming back.
Yeah, I agree with Paladin.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing else really matters. We're going to have Bulk in a recurring role throughout the season, allegedly.
But if Ron Wasserman's not coming back, does that mean they won't have the same theme music for him?
I don't know. Aren't they, ripping off the original Power Rangers theme for the Samurai theme?
Just in the promos so far.
Yeah, but if it ends up being that for the series, I mean, who knows what else they can rip off.
And the thing is that the music rights were never part of the Saban Entertainment thing that got sold to Disney anyway, so it may be that Saban can use the music all he wants.
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible. Music rights are a funny thing.
Wait, didn't Levy write the theme and Wasserman performed it? Or, wait, didn't he have something to do with it?
There's been some debate over exactly how that went down.
Okay.
And I'm not really clear on the specifics. You know, to hear Ron Wasserman tell it, he came up with the theme song start to finish. And what we got as a TV's theme song was just his guide vocals. That was intended for some actual singer to perform.
Mm-hmm.
By actual singer, I mean, you know, actual TV theme singer, not like an artist. Not that Ron Wasserman isn't.
Well, someone
artist.
Who is a professional singer rather than a guy who was hired to write the theme song and
a composer.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that Levy wrote the Go-Go Power Rangers part, you know, did the wrote the lyrics out.
Yeah,
and had Wasserman compose around it.
According to Wasserman, what he was told is to write a theme song. He was sent some footage and told to write a theme song that needed to include Power Rangers and the word go.
And nothing else, apparently.
Well, Well, there's like five other words in that song. What are you talking about?
Repetitions don't count.
Oh, Mighty Morphin and you.
It could be worse. Just the other day I was reacquainted with, you remember the RoboCop Alpha Commando cartoon from the late 90s?
Oh, yes.
Where the
it's
theme song...
the only RoboCop media that's worse than RoboCop 3.
What about the RoboCop syndicated live-action series from the early 90s?
Ooh. That's kinda... actually probably better than 3.
But, you know, the theme song to that cartoon was just RoboCop over and over again at differing paces. That was literally the only words in the theme.
Well, it could have been Operation Overdrive.
Well, granted, there being only like one or two words in the theme isn't all that bad on Beast Wars.
Yeah.
But could you call that words to the song, or are they just screaming the name of the show over the instrumental theme song?
It was just one word if you lived in Canada.
Did you live in Canada, Paladin?
I'm in Michigan, that's close enough.
Did you get Canadian broadcasts of it?
Occasionally.
Cool. I was going to tell you to just shut the f*** up, but, you know, if you actually have something to go by for that, I mean, that changes everything. Mostly, I just feel left out of the cursing. So,
Speaking of theme songs...
Okay, I guess we can move on from Bulk, since we're talking about all kinds of other stuff aside from Bulk, aren't we?
Yeah.
We
kind of do that.
We are hot tonight, I'm telling you.
Yes, and of course, well, it is Bulk, good old Bulk style stuff anyway.
Yeah, they did. They did work
it ends
in the
with
slapstick.
Him get something dumped on him.
Yeah,
paint in the face, in his mouth. Awesome.
Ugh.
Right back to normal.
Man, do you know how bad paint tastes?
I know, and that's such a letdown because paint looks delicious,
especially when it's like pink or purple.
It
and
looks
you're expecting like grape or bubblegum flavor or something, or strawberry,
yeah,
I guess.
You should never eat paint, though, because paint tastes horrible.
Yeah.
Unless it's lead paint. Lead paint's delicious.
Okay, so anyway, see, that's why we keep needing new Fort Maxes. All that lead paint.
I'm pretty sure it was kind of outlawed even before I was born.
Way to screw up the jokes, Fort Max. Of course, that is what
it's
we have you on
paint.
Staff for.
I am disappointed in you guys. That was
yeah, well,
the perfect setup for
care.
A bomb joke.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
No, that was the perfect setup for Shut Up Fort Max. So, that Gokaiger theme. We've had two shots at it just this week.
Thanks to a huge event in Japan over the weekend that showcased a lot of Gokaiger stuff.
There's one of those, you know, before every premiere of a new Sentai series, we got Goangers, Shinkangers, and Ghostagers themes, you know, every year. And I'm sure the years before that, but I wasn't paying attention then. But we've always had, like, a low-quality recording off of the speakers at the event.
Yeah, I remember the one for Ghostager.
Yeah. And I remember the one for Goanger. I'm sure there had to be one for Shinkanger, but I don't think I was paying that much attention.
Well, the Gokaiger theme is amazingly good.
Yeah. Very good theme.
It does sound pretty damn good so far.
And we're
it's lucky, catchy.
The only way it would be better is if it was a Psychic Lover song.
I don't think the song could be any better. Unless it gave me cookies.
And ice cream.
I thought this was a Psychic Lover song.
It doesn't sound like Psychic Lover. All Psychic Lover songs sound the same.
Psychic Lover did the song for the Daiso machine, right?
Yeah, the Daiso commercial.
Yeah, which isn't this song.
Right.
I like how they incorporate Let's Go into the name Gokaiger. So it goes, Let's Go, Let's Gokaiger.
Let's go, Let's Gokaiger. Let's go, Let's Gokaiger.
Kind of the same way they did with Goanger.
Yeah, I like that.
But with Goanger, they did it with the counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we were lucky enough to today get somebody leak the clean TV size version onto YouTube. So we could actually hear what it really sounds like.
In which we have all probably saved for when Toei eventually yanks it all off YouTube.
Well, I was downloading it while I was watching it, so yeah. That, and I'm going to rip the audio for some use here.
Double
just perfect. Just like everything else.
Yes.
I totally ripped your mom's audio.
She died.
But yeah, it's a good theme. Well, that sure was an interesting thing to talk about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to talk about music.
Unless it's our musical episode. We should do another one of those sometime.
Is there another Power Rangers musical episode?
Or a Masked Rider musical episode.
No.
Or Sentai.
Well, that could work.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of music in Sentai.
It's a Japanese musical episode. Be like 8 hours long with all the clips.
Yeah.
It'll be the last episode of Superhero Time because we'll get sued afterward.
In which we all take a verse from the engine rap from Go Onger.
That would be awesome. Except that I can't do the rapping parts. It's too fast.
Has that stopped us before?
Stops me. There's only so much of a fool I'm willing to make of myself for public consumption.
And yet you keep doing this show.
Well, this
and
is
RFC.
This is about the limit. RFC is a much higher quality production than Superhero Time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of upclassing you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I just hear crickets in the background? Does someone have bugs?
I don't.
Your mom does.
Have mice, but no crickets.
Oh.
And mice don't usually chirp.
Well, that depends on what you feed them.
Although sometimes they're running around squeaking. Not sure what that's about. What are we talking about?
Gokaiger.
So there was demonstrations of the Gokaiger toys also.
Yes, the roleplay weapons are very, very loud.
Well, you know, those roleplay weapons were hooked up to external speakers.
Yeah.
So that they could be heard.
And the sounds
the loud convention
going and do not stop, apparently.
You can't stop. You gotta keep on.
Don't stop, carry on.
There'll be peace when you are done.
So,
Mobile
Gokai-O,
looks kind of
apparently
fun.
He's motorized and spring-loaded and shit, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, geared.
Which is awesome.
Yes, apparently you don't just open panels. You turn a dial and then stuff springs
not
the shit
open. Not just a dial. It's molded as a pirate ship steering wheel, whatever you call it.
I thought I saw watch hands on it.
I thought it was like a crank or something. Perhaps we should all watch that again.
On it is one of those pirate ship steering wheels, whatever you call them.
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
The ship's wheel?
Yeah.
Whatever you call them.
Yes, that wheel-shaped thing was called a wheel.
thinking there was some specific naval term for it because they
The ship's wheel.
They have to have their own terms for everything. You can't say left or right.
Well, which direction of the ship are you facing?
That way.
If you're facing, you know, the tail of the ship, you know, the aft, then your left is going to be someone else's right. That's the importance of port and starboard, is because they're relative to the ship.
But wouldn't your port and starboard reverse, too, if you're facing the wrong way on the ship?
No, because port and starboard stay static to the direction of the ship.
What if the ship's facing the wrong way?
The ship can't face the wrong way.
But if it's supposed to be going port and it's going starboard, what happens then?
Well, then you're going the wrong way.
That's what I just said!
Oh, and I... Well, and let's see, there's... And then, of course, also they add some of the micro-morph mix-and-match toys.
Yeah, those are a lot bigger than our Microzords.
And a lot clunkier.
Yeah,
and
well.
Have a lot of separate pieces.
You know what they kind of remind me
they're
of?
Like $30 each.
Yeah, but for Japanese toys, that's no indication of size.
I bet you Bandai of America made those.
That'd be hilarious.
No.
They got too much paint on them for that, though.
And they're actually being released.
And I was going to say, if Bandai was going to do small Zords, they would probably be more like the small Zords that we've gotten from Bandai America.
No, see, these are just transforming Megazord scale. That's all.
They kind of are, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a little smaller. I think they're a little smaller.
The wings from on the Yellow Wild Force Zord are you have to detach them.
Didn't you have to do that on the actual Wild Force toy?
No.
Well, I never had that one.
I don't remember what that looks like.
Actually, I don't have most of them. Got a lot of morphers, though.
I almost bought the Samurai Morpher the other day.
Buy a sword instead.
Yeah, I got the sword, too. I'm probably passing on the Samurai Morpher simply because it's yet another cell phone.
The problem I was having with it is that it just opens and closes and makes noises. There's nothing else really going on with it.
Well, do you want it to turn into a brush?
Oh, that'd be nice. Or if it just hit something like spring-loaded or something somewhere.
Well, still, that's pretty much
an eye gouger, maybe?
You've just described every other cell phone morpher there, Mickey.
Well, no, look at the Go-Onger morpher, or the RPM morpher. It's got the flip-open thing with the chips you put into it. I mean, just that little bit of extra there makes it more than just a toy that opens and closes and beeps at you.
I guess.
It's not much more, but it's just enough to make it not feel like a 3-year-old toy, I guess.
Well, here's the thing that I think is missing from all, like, cell phone style morphers. You got this whole keypad, so leverage that, you know, have various codes programmed into it to enter on the keypad.
So I know you're all about noises and buttons to press, but I don't like electronic toys in general.
That's because you suck.
Yeah, I know.
You're old.
We've really only ever had one cell phone morpher that actually made use of all of the keys, right?
No.
Which one was that again?
The Digimorpher.
And the Overdrive Morpher did, too.
I thought the Overdrive Morpher had, like, a light that shined out of it or something.
But all the buttons work, too, and there's key combinations.
Oh, okay.
Fewer and suckier than the Japanese equivalent, obviously, but still.
It kind of counts.
Well, at least we had the superior Overdrive Zord to make up for it.
Oh, you mean the Microzords? Because that would actually count.
No, it wouldn't.
Microzords are awesome. Shut your mouth.
I just want to see if I could hear Paladin have an aneurysm over the headset.
Not in the quality of his audio, no.
Okay.
So is that all the news?
No.
No.
What's next?
No? There's some...
Fort Max doesn't actually know what other news there is, but he's going to hang on until something comes up.
He just doesn't want to move on to Ghost Sager. And I can't blame him.
Yeah, you actually watched Ghost Age this week, didn't you?
It's been announced that the original actors for Kamen Rider 1, 2, and V3 are going to be voicing the characters in the next Rider movie.
Well, I think they voiced their characters in All Riders, even.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they?
No.
Thought they did.
Okay, is this... big news, or is this exciting, or is this sort of just...
I don't really care.
How big is this, exactly? I don't know.
Well, it's pretty big for those actors, because it means, you know, they get to have dinner.
Well, I mean, is this like the type of news, like, you know, David Yost coming back to Power Rangers, or is this like, hey, we got these guys to come back now?
Well, considering it was like...
What's the level of extreme?
Years ago, the last time all of them were working on something together...
So this is more like getting old Doctor Who's back together again, not like the second coming of Christ.
Well, it wasn't specified interesting news.
Well, I'm not knocking news. I'm just trying to understand it more completely because I don't have the context to know if this is important or just standard.
Neither do I. I just...
Very helpful.
He's exactly as much help as he's trying to be.
Oh, and of course, also today being Monday when we're recording, was the last day of the 145 days of Power Rangers, and
they put up the wrong episode.
Yes.
way to live up to our expectations. And I mean that with all sincerity. Well, there goes Mickey again.
Huh?
Nothing. You're living up to our expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I buzzing?
You guys yes. always live up to my expectations every week.
But yes, they for I'm as even as late as 11 this morning, they still had a potion notion up.
Which episode was that again?
Hmm?
Which episode was that?
That was the episode with the love potion.
Again, could you narrow that down a little? They used that
it was before Kimberly left.
Okay.
So how far back in the rotation does that put that?
Let me check.
I mean, it has to be, you know, 5 or 6 episodes back from where it's supposed to be, right?
I'm bringing up the list.
This will teach me to ask Fort Max questions he's not prepared for.
18 episodes back.
18?
Yes.
Wow.
Which 18 episodes, though?
What? So they had an episode from like 3 weeks ago up instead of the one
they were supposed to. Yeah, a potion notion was day 127.
But at some point they did correct themselves and put the correct episode up.
Yes. And they didn't realize that they had the wrong episode up until they got a bunch of people asking what the hell on Twitter.
Of course, people say Twitter is useless.
They should be used to being asked what the hell all the time, honestly. I bet they got that a lot when Saban's Masked Rider was on. Of course, you know, back then it would have had to come through, like, regular mail, but still.
Or phone calls.
Yeah. Yeah,
they could filter it.
Yeah, they had email back then, I think.
Yeah, but not a lot of people who would have been watching the show had email to email them.
People watch Saban's Masked Rider?
Well,
I think Formax has you there.
They got a full 40 episodes. Somebody had to be doing something.
All that means is that they were making them. That doesn't mean anyone was tuning in.
No, you know what happened with Saban's Masked Rider? Alf shifted his transmission into sideways. What, nobody remembers that?
I almost remember that.
No.
Okay.
I remember the words. I don't remember what it's referencing, though, in Alf.
They got selected to be a Nielsen family, and there was this show on that they were telling Alf was going to get canceled because nobody really watched it. So he figured out a way to use his spaceship's drive system to artificially inflate the Nielsen numbers on it by shifting his transmission into sideways.
Okay.
And so the show did not get canceled because of his interference. So what I'm saying is that he did the same thing for Masked Rider.
Okay.
Too long a walk for that joke.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense in my head, much like this podcast.
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode of Alf.
Really? Really?
You've seen episodes of The Golden Girls, haven't you?
Reruns, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, Estelle Getty was basically Alf. Except not as tall.
Or hairy.
I mean, that's debatable. Did she still eat cats, though?
Yes.
What about The Facts of Life? Have you ever watched it?
Now, that one I have not watched, so you can't get on Fort Max for that.
Well, I haven't watched it either.
But, you know, we're not as old as you are, Mickey.
I don't think that's really an excuse, because it was on the air like 3 or 4 years ago, so.
Not on any channel I had.
Oh. Well, but I don't. You still have like rabbit ears on your house out there in BFE, Tennessee, so.
Actually, I've got 2 sets of rabbit ears.
That's what I have rabbit ears hooked up to my TV.
Yeah, if you chain rabbit ears together, you can pick up the digital signals really well.
Well, actually,
I'm this far out.
Actually, you need rabbit ears to pick up some of the digital stations here.
An outside antenna won't cut it.
Well, no. I mean,
do you have a house or an apartment?
The ABC station that we have here broadcasts on the channel 8 frequency.
Right.
And it still does, even after the switch, so you kind of need rabbit ears to pick that up.
Again, does your outside antenna not do the job, or what?
Don't have one.
Do you have a house or an apartment, Fort Max?
Parents' house.
But I mean, it is an actual house. It's not like a. I knew it's your parents' house. What?
It's 26, 27 years old or so.
The point is, I was trying to establish whether you even had the option to have an outside antenna, you know, in an apartment building.
Don't need one.
Because your rabbit ears do the job well enough.
Yeah, and it's not that far outside of down or anything. It's like.
Yeah, I live 60 miles from my transmission source.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a lot closer to that, and they pretty much have it on the only high point in the transmitter on the only high point in the area.
Well, that is the best place to put a transmitter.
Yeah.
When I lived in Nashville, I didn't have cable TV at all. I said, crappy, whatever, I could pick up the airwaves. But for some reason, I never
and
figured it out.
And Nashville TV, it really was crappy.
But for some reason, I got MTV2 off the airwaves. I have no idea how that happened. And I got it clearer than, like, the local stations.
It's magic.
Like, I could get MTV2 for free off the air, but I couldn't pick up CBS.
So basically, for free
now,
off the air, you could get something
was
that was not
MTV2
even worth watching.
Was this when MTV2 actually played music?
Yes. Yes, it was when MTV2 was still good.
Which was, like, for 5 minutes, right?
I think it was until, 2002.
So what year was this?
2001.
Ah.
No, I don't think it was that long.
Well, they had Animation Block Fridays where they showed Beavis and Butthead and Max and Daria.
So,
I guess we've stalled long enough. Let's talk about Ghost Ager.
Now we have one more bit of news.
Do we know what it is?
Yes, another two-pack of Kamen Rider O's Figure Arts exclusives has been announced.
Of course they have. I mean, that's just like the biggest surprise of the entire day, isn't it?
Yes, and also related to that, supposedly Figure Arts Tatoba is being released this week.
Supposedly? Aren't these release dates usually more firm than that?
It says February 4th.
Your mom makes them firm.
She'll die.
What?
It says February 4th in a lot of locations, but I'm not 100% sure just yet, anyway.
Well, that would track because the toy releases usually are on a Saturday.
So I'll do my best to try to get one of those.
Or Friday, whatever. Oh, you're actually going to buy another Figure Arts?
Yeah, probably. I like those.
Yeah, you just don't have many Figure Arts, though, do you?
I've only got 4 so far.
Does that include War Greymon? Are you counting the D Arts as Figure Arts?
Yes, and I've got 2 more of those on pre-order.
Which ones?
2 more?
Omnimon and Mega Man X.
I never really went for Omegamon. The style never appealed to me.
I like it, and I sure as hell can't afford any of the previous incarnations.
Well, yeah, I understand that. It's just I never really got the appeal for that design.
Who was it that Impmon became?
Beelzemon?
Yes, I could go for one of those.
Yeah, they should
They're
do a DR.
They're supposedly making one.
Cool.
And then I need a figure.
But is it an exclusive? Is the thing?
It'll have the motorbike too.
Yeah, I could go without that.
You know the figure of that came out while Tamers was on Fox was actually supposed to be pretty good.
See, I've got the morphing version of it, or the transforming.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the.
Yeah, I know what
whatever they
called
non-transforming ones.
Because I've got the more Greymon of that.
D-Real, Digi-Warriors, whatever the hell the name was.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I got a couple of those, too. They're okay.
But yeah, I know you've got War Greymon and Saban's Masked Rider. What other figure arts do you have?
Cyclone, Joker, and XL.
Ah.
And speaking of Saban's Masked Rider, you just got the Dexin this past week?
Yes, I did. You know, it's amazing.
How is he?
It's amazing. The action figure's face sculpt actually looks more there than the actor's face ever looked.
It's more convincing.
Yeah, it's a more convincing person than the actor. The darndest thing.
I can believe that.
If only it was wearing the proper clothes. Not that suspenders aren't cool, mind you.
Come on now, suspenders are very proper.
Suspenders were like all kinds of hip and trendy back in 1994. Or was it 95?
They're still good for keeping your pants up if you're fat.
Yeah. And you don't want to chain three belts together.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, I have seen done.
It's the South.
Seen, right.
Now, I'll have you know, I'm perfectly capable of wearing just one belt. With some duct tape.
And a driver on it.
Sometimes I wish I had a driver. The only rider toy I have like that is just a DuPont memory. So anyway, were we going to talk about Ghost Ager?
I guess we have to, don't we?
Probably so. Somebody has to do it, and I nominate you.
No, gee, what an honor, thanks.
Yeah. And see, after Ghost Ager ends and we get to Gokaiger, I'll never let you talk about that.
Unless it happens
I won't
to
talk
suck.
At all.
Well, we're halfway there already, aren't we?
Are we living on a prayer?
I don't know, it's just that he hardly ever talks anyway, so.
Well, hopefully
we've got each other, and that's a lot.
See, that's why I don't talk. I keep getting talked over.
Well, you gotta talk louder to make up for it.
Louder than Fort Max and Mickey? Nice wish.
You could always turn up your microphone.
Alright, what the hell.
This is gonna end badly. More than usual. More than usual. But unlike this, which will just end badly, at least Ghost Ager will end. And soon, right?
And now for something completely uninteresting.
We are down to just one more episode.
Woo! Okay, so you and Mickey both actually watched this most recent episode, didn't you?
Apparently he's a glutton for punishment, so yes.
I was curious. I wanted to see if it was going to meet my expectations for what it was going to be.
I bet it did.
Oh, it certainly did.
Okay, so Epic, what, 49 now?
Epic fail 49.
Such beautiful words. All right, well, I don't care which one of you talks about it, but somebody start talking.
Well, the whole episode's basically just the final fight with Brazilla.
End of a Sentai show by cliches.
Well, that's how they usually go, you know.
And it's how this one started, so it's definitely appropriate.
Yeah. I'm just curious if they'll find a way to, like, set the whole world on fire in the last episode. You know, screw everything up.
They probably could, and would.
Because they've already broken the Tower of Heaven, like, two times.
The only possible ending for the show is they're going to convert Brazil into being good again. Through the power of love and friendship.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, we are talking about cliches and really bad writing.
Yeah.
Cliches mixed with good writing can actually be entertaining, but this is not either.
It's basically the episode starts off with the cliche of the villain's all-powerful and they can't do anything, so they're all depressed. But then they decide that they have to try anyway.
And they plant flowers.
Yeah.
If it were me, I would have just gone for some fajitas.
So we start off with the calm before the storm. And then they have the brave confrontation.
Or maybe some salmon rolls. Some sushi would be good, too. With avocado. Mickey, do you like sushi?
I like some sushi, not a lot.
Okay. I was just going to say there's a good place in Nashville that has, like, you know, actual sushi on the buffet. And it's not, like, sushi that will kill you. But if you're not that into it, it doesn't matter. I've eaten there several times, and I'm still alive, so.
Curses.
I was just going to suggest that sometime we could go there if you were interested.
But then I wouldn't be eating at Jack in the Box, and I don't think that would work.
Well, see what I do? I go eat there, and then before I go home, I stop and take some Jack in the Box with me.
Oh.
So that way I can enjoy both. Because I can't take the... Well, actually, I could take the buffet with me. They'll do to go by weight. But I think it'd be cheaper just to get the Jack in the Box to go. Plus, you know, I don't think the Jack in the Box would become a health hazard after an hour and a half in the car.
No, I'm pretty sure...
What?
Jack in the Box becomes a health hazard the moment you put it in your mouth.
But not a fatal one.
It'll be fatal eventually when it clogs your arteries.
Well, yeah. But I think bad fish would do it to you faster.
Your mom is bad fish.
Damn
right.
Definitely
do it to her faster.
I'm sorry, we were talking about Ghost Ager, though.
Yeah, but this is much more interesting.
I know.
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject.
Oh, but we almost got to the part where they use their powerful attacks against Brazil, but then he shrugs them off and humples them.
Humples them?
Yes. Yes, he knocks them out of their powers and laughs about how much greater he is than them, and they can't stop him.
Which he's been doing for like the last three f***ing episodes.
And then he humps them?
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out what humpling is. I assume it's like humbling them with humping, but...
So, did you honestly not understand the word I said, or are you just trying to be difficult?
Yes.
Okay. So, the one interesting part of the episode is where all the Ghost Agers decide to off themselves and give their powers to Alata.
And he says no.
Because this is Ghost Ager. And he's got to find a way to f*** things up.
Well, what they should do is off themselves and give their powers to Hyde. Because at least then something might get done.
No, it wouldn't. He can't do anything unless he does the offing.
Yeah, but, you know,
yeah,
if he gets...
he's a Fiat clan. They have to sacrifice themselves.
But if he gets four of them killed, that must give him, like, you know, supreme power.
Only if he eats their hearts.
Whatever works, I'm just saying.
Do Ghost Agers have hearts?
Probably not. Yeah, you know, he'd let them off themselves and they'd open them up to eat their hearts and gain their powers. Be like, oh, f***.
So he'd get a very long neck, huge ears.
He'd get really thin. And he'd get kind of chunky at the same time.
Yeah, so the most interesting thing to come out of this episode was Mickey's artwork.
I know it's bad form to brag about your own work, but I really love that picture.
Yes, I think you did do well to capture them. Except, like I told you already, they're just not vacant enough.
I've actually reworked it a little bit, and I made their eyes solid white. I think that works better.
Oh, see, I'm still looking at the black-eyed version.
Oh, I haven't posted it. I just got it at work.
Oh, okay. It's nice that you use your time at your job to do things like this.
I've got two types of job time. I've got time where nothing at all happens for 8 hours straight, and there's time where I don't have time to get 8 ounces of water in me. So this was one of the former days where I had nothing to do.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, no one must have died that day.
Yep.
Look at all those dead bodies. So, okay, so anything else in this Ghost Ager episode, or?
They're going to pull together and be a team and win the battle next episode.
Without anybody killing themselves?
Yeah.
I have to say I'm kind of let down. What was Ghost Ager Knight doing during all this?
Shooting.
Them?
No, Brazil, unfortunately.
Because, no. You know, I would figure if the plan was for them to off themselves, Ghost Ager would be, like, up front and center, offering to do the shooting for them.
Well, actually, him and Masterhead and Datus were trying to stop the drill thingies from going to the Earth, or
I
whatever.
I assume Masterhead is still in Professor What's-His-Name?
No, he went back into the big flying surfboard ironing thing.
Ghost Ager Ultimate?
Yeah, that thing.
He went into G1 Scourge.
Yeah.
Thought it was the time flyer or whatever.
Well, remember what originally was, though? It was the foundation stone for the new Tower of Heaven that they had to demolish to save stupid Ghost Agers.
Oops.
Well, I guess that means when they're done with it, it can go back up there and be the foundation again.
No, they'll probably demolish it. They'll probably end up losing that Megazord in the final battle.
If not, they will do so in the Power Rangers footage.
And it will look much better than any of the other Zord footage.
Do you remember at the end of Lost Galaxy when they blew up Stratoforce and Centaurus and they had those nets of Stingwingers hanging on them?
Yes.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. One thing you have to give Lost Galaxy is that they were fairly creative with how they disposed of the extra Zords. You know, they had one holding open a wormhole, somehow, while having grown 50 times its original size. And then magically Mike is floating in space unharmed. And then they have
on
a bunch
of plane.
And then they have a bunch of Stingwingers blow up the other two.
Now, I love the destruction of the Thunder Zords.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the only good Thunder Zord footage, basically, the entire time they were used.
No.
Okay, the couple episodes before that with the American suits were really good, too.
Well,
but still,
no, the episode before it.
I thought there was two episodes with American Thunder Zord footage before that.
Well, the ones before that was just some short insert clips.
Oh.
And then there were two punches in one of the Zoo 2 battles.
Okay.
The Thunder Zords kind of sucked.
They did.
No,
especially the toys.
Were pretty good. It's the battles that sucked.
No,
the
toys
were okay. The toys were okay. They were really big.
I like the Thunder Megazord.
They were big
and solid.
It just
seems fragile, though. I mean, like, things kind of fall off of it when you touch it.
I think you were doing something wrong, Mickey.
That's what she said.
Yeah, but Mickey, of course he's doing something wrong with her. Mm. But no, I think the Thunder Zords were, like, good and solid and big.
Very big, I'll give them that. But I mean,
I never really had any issues with them falling apart.
Well, the legs would fall off if you didn't get them snapped on very securely.
The what would?
The legs. And then if you bumped the shoulders wrong when you try to move the arms around, they'd pop them off the joint and they'd fall down.
Maybe you had a bad one.
Are you sure you didn't have a knockoff?
Knockoff, the real dude. And the door on the chest always flops down.
You know what it probably was? He got the Toys R Us special 8-inch Red Dragon Zord and tried to combine the Deluxe Thunder Zord Assault Team onto it.
I don't know what you're talking about there. Is it like a non-transforming one or something?
Fort Mac, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't know about the Toys R Us special edition, but I do know that the Thunder Zord Assault Team was sold separately from the Red Dragon Thunder Zord.
That's the only way I ever saw those Zords. I never saw the full Thunder Megazord set.
I don't know if there even was.
There was one. I've seen pictures of the American packaging.
I'm not sure,
just archival. I've seen, like, for sale.
I am not sure which one I had.
Yeah.
Well, I know I had the two separate packages.
I know for sure I had the two separate ones because there was like 6 months between me getting the Red Dragon Thunder Zord and the Thunder Zord Assault Team.
Which one did you get first?
Red Dragon Thunder Zord.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, what kind of sucked if I got the Thunder Zord Assault Team first? <wasn't>
it? Yeah, Christmas I got the Thunder Megazord. I'm not sure if it was the separate team, if it was the separate version or the.
Did you have a chrome sword or the flexible plastic sword?
The flexible plastic.
Chrome.
Yeah, what, Paladin?
Chrome.
Oh, you had the chrome one?
Yes.
Good on you. You got one early.
Yeah.
See, I had the chrome sword original Megazord.
I didn't get the original Megazord.
Of course, by now all the chrome is worn off the blade, sadly.
My flexible plastic blade still looks great, though.
You know, the chrome on those old toys was terrible. Even my 8-inch Megazord, the chrome was wearing off the sword, like, in the first 3 months.
The chrome on my horns and teeth for the first Megazord are still fine.
Oh, I thought you meant the horns and teeth on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for specifying.
That chrome was rotted off a long time ago.
I got the Thunder Megazord stuff. The instructions were separate on mine, but I'm not sure if they had combined instructions for them or not.
I didn't have any of the chromed accessories for the Thunder Zords.
What do you mean, any of the chromed accessories?
Well, you know, there was the Tiger Zord that the early ones had the chrome tail.
Okay, I know about those. I just wasn't sure if there was like a version that the crest on the Thunder Megazord's helmet wasn't chromed or something.
Actually, I think there was. I think that was the same thing, wasn't it? With this, I think you either got chromed everything or chromed nothing.
No, because my crest and helmet is chrome. The shoulder pieces are chrome, but I don't have the chrome sword.
They must have only had to change the swords
to
be softer plastic.
Well, and the Firebird's tail.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's
anything
soft.
Pointy, I guess. Or remotely pointy. Anything stabby, you know.
Yeah. Pointy, like your mom's boobs.
Yeah, and my brother got the Tiger Zord, and then...
No, Mickey, that would be flabby.
And then later we got Tor when we were up at my grandmother's in Tulsa, so...
Right. Does your grandmother still live in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Your grandmother must not have liked you very much.
Hey.
Here, Chris, I got you a box.
He had actually... we were running Tor, actually.
And what does that say about him?
You didn't know any better.
I was 7.
What's your excuse now?
I haven't bought Tor since.
Neither have I.
I never spent any money on Tor, so...
So basically it was your grandmother who was stupid for spending money on Tor.
You're not going to say that, are you?
No, he's probably kind of stupid for wanting it anyway. But
well, you know, you can't blame it for it, Max. He can't. Who's going to say something bad about your grandmother, honestly? Well, I mean, I'll say something bad about my grandmother because she's a crazy old woman, but, you know, I'm sure Fort Max's grandmother is a nice old lady.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. See, my grandmother who died last year was like that. You know, I loved her so much. She was a great person, and now the only grandparent I'm left with is the crazy old bat in the nursing home. Life kind of sucks, you know that?
Yeah.
But
one of my grandmothers is kind of crazy, but she's the amusing kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, this one year
at Christmas, she told us she's never used wax paper before. No, I'm sorry, it was saran wrap she'd never used before. She uses wax paper rubber bands, but she's never used saran wrap in 80 years.
Yeah, the grandmother I have left is the demented, mean, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
those aren't fun.
Yeah. The last time I talked to her was at my grandfather's funeral, which was like 2 years ago. So, good times.
This is the cheeriest episode of Superhero Time ever.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I think my sister put something in the food she fed me.
Salt?
Okay. No, actually, she doesn't use a lot of salt.
They probably needed more salt, then.
Actually, for the amount of salt she usually cooks with, the food was surprisingly good.
If your tongue doesn't turn into a prune when you eat, it needs more salt.
I like my salt, don't get me wrong, but even I have a limit to how much I want on the food.
We should talk about O's at some point.
Yeah, I was just getting to that.
Let's move on to the good stuff before we go back to the bad stuff.
Yeah, well, I think that part will be kind of brief. So, who wants to talk about O's, seeing as I didn't actually get to watch the episode yet?
Really good. You know the part where Ankh's metal book got stolen?
Yeah.
In last
episode? Fooled you!
Oh, did he take all the medals out?
It was full of cell metal.
Yeah, that's the opens up with like Ankh doing a Darth helmet.
Dark helmet, not Darth helmet.
Yeah.
Because he knew not to trust the crackhead.
Yeah.
Ankh is awesome.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ankh is now doing the trolling rather than his own.
So Ankh starts out being awesome, and then he turns into a complete cold-hearted bitch for the rest of the episode.
So he continues to be awesome is what you're saying.
Yes.
Just a different kind of awesome.
But yeah. Let's see. Yeah. First he does that. Well, does that. Then he starts talking with Kazali, saying, then he decides to make a deal with Kazali. He'll give him, give Kazali he'll tell Kazali where the last of his cores is if Kazali gives Ankh his core.
Not exactly. He says he's going to give Cazale all the cores in exchange for his one red core.
It was going to be an even exchange of the last. He was going to give Cazale the last of Cazale's cores as a trade, a core for a core with this.
I think the implication was going to give him everything.
No, the implication was that not with what he was saying, because he also said that he had told AG to hide Cazale's last core.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, this is just splitting hairs here. Anyway,
was going to,
the important thing is that Ankh then throws AG off a f-ing building.
Nice,
and into the river.
I assume there is an actual reason for this and not just Ankh being a dick.
Well, presumably it's because AG cannot bluff at all.
But really, it's more that Ankh's being a dick. He doesn't really care if AG lives or not. He just wants his core metal back.
But yeah, if AG dies, there's no O's.
Well, plus the thing is that for the plan to work, it would have had to get AG out of the way because AG didn't know where the core was. Ankh had it all along.
Naturally.
And also, while Cazale's out looking over to see AG fall into the water, Ankh launches. Ankh does his rocket punch and grabs his core from Cazale. So,
wouldn't that be like his Falcon punch?
Pretty much,
quiet,
yeah.
You.
Because Captain Falcon's hand doesn't fly off.
But if he had a hand that could fly off, it totally would.
Yes, but he doesn't, so he doesn't.
He should, though.
So, naturally, when Hina sees Ankh throw AG off the building, she gets kind of upset.
Does she throw Ankh off the building, then?
No, she grabs his core and bolts. Yeah, you missed, like, the greatest episode ever.
Better than last week's?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Oh, cool. I'm going to have a good time tomorrow.
So Ankh chases down Hina and wraps her up in chains.
And then you're going to watch O's.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, actually.
And then, of course, Crackhead Guy helps AG recuperate some. And they talk about how the guys that they've worked with are dicks.
Including him, since he just tried to betray them to Cazale.
Well... No,
I think that's implied,
talking,
yes.
Well, no, him talking about the guy who was trying... Well, Crackhead Guy talking about the guy who had escaped from prison. That he had read it out.
The point is, though, why isn't AG punching him in the nose for betraying them to Cazale the day before?
Because AG's
because
just a cool
AG's.
Guy like that, yeah.
Plus, also... if you have a big, scary monster telling you to do something, what are you going to do? Say no?
Well, no, but still, he should get punched in the face.
So, meanwhile...
Ankh chains up Hina and tries to drown her.
Sexily.
Seems sensible.
And then, of course, Cake Boss... instructs the cake secretary lady to send AG that item that they were holding for him.
The other that, red core metal.
Was that Peacock or Condor?
Condor.
Okay.
Or was it Peacock? Because, well, and also they sent, and also she left with the Peacock can.
But the one from the can was the last one in, and that was Condor.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
The important thing here is that, what's her name? Satanaka, is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She shows up on a bike in leather pants and dual shotguns, and she kicks all kinds of ass.
Well, do jellyfish have ass?
Yes. Because
yeah,
she
we're
going to
go with yes.
I'm sorry, it was a shotgun and a grenade launcher that she had.
Well, not a grenade launcher exactly. It was more a Candroid launcher.
Well,
which is good.
It's probably a very smart idea for a woman in a Japanese TV show to immediately start shooting the monsters with tentacles.
Yeah, I would have to
she
agree
wins,
with that.
She wins, we lose.
Well, no, because we still get to see her in leather pants.
Yes.
And slow motion shots of her.
Nice.
So So I'm convinced now that she should be the second birth.
And
because she's kicked more ass than Goto has.
Either that or she should be Goto's replacement as a ride vendor after he becomes birth.
Well, delivery person.
No, she should be a ride vendor because she's obviously able to pull off the job without getting killed.
I thought that was the ride vendor's job, was just to show up and die.
Except for one. You know, the one who has a name.
They're called bullet sponges.
That's not a name, that's a title.
Oh, okay.
Or a description. It's a and job also, description.
And also, Date talks with Goto at cafe, and after work goes out, has Goto shoot the birth gun, and Goto gets immediately blown back.
Well, he wasn't wearing the suit, I mean...
Well, also, well, he was warned about the recoil.
But still, you know, you need the suit for
Date being a dick.
Probably.
And,
But a likable dick.
And Goto, yeah. And after Date leaves, when the gorilla can starts jumping and stuff, he leaves and Goto still has the gun.
Good job, Date.
Yeah. He's like the most irresponsible rider ever.
And, well...
I wonder how he was as the leader of Rescue Force.
Probably about the same.
Well, considering
he wore a lot of cut-off jeans.
Time,
what, Fort Max?
Well, considering all the epic runs...
No, explosive runs.
Okay, explosive runs.
How is the epic run even funny?
I don't...
The whole point of harping on explosive runs is that it's hilarious that it was titled that.
I'm just getting things mixed up here.
Well, what else is new, Fort Max?
But of course, the important thing in this episode is Tajadoru.
Yes.
I love the song for Tajadoru when it forms.
It's kind of dull compared to the others, actually.
Well, it is powered by NBC.
Yeah, he's got a lovely transformation. He shoots missile feathers out of his ass.
Nice. I always wanted to be able to do that.
And he pulls off a pretty bitchin' falcon kick.
Yeah, his rider kick is terrifying.
Not a falcon punch.
It's Kamen Rider, remember? It has to be a kick.
Well,
not always. There are some rider punches. Just ask Punch Hopper. And Joker.
Okay, well,
And Black.
There you go. Well, that's why Joker had a rider punch, too.
Okay, well, you remember how when he's using the grasshopper legs and he does the rider kick, how they change?
And the wings
change?
Come out. No, and he gets the wings when he's doing the kick with the Tataba form.
No, the grasshopper legs.
Yeah, but when he does the Tataba rider kick, he gets the wings on his back,
well,
too.
We're not talking about those.
You were just talking about the Tataba rider kick.
No, we're not talking about the wings. We're talking about the legs.
Right. You know how they shift into like the Starscream type reverse leg thing?
Or grasshopper legs.
Well, yes, that.
The thing they actually are, yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, they do that to like hawk talons in Tajadoru. Like, they split and have giant claws come out of them, and it's terrifying.
Yes.
Sounds a little painful, too.
It was for the yummy.
But Tajidoru is so red. He needed a different color of eyes. It's just like too much red all at once.
Yes, and then Onk takes the red core medals, and there's some flashy effects, and then nothing.
And then he looks pissed.
And he is pissed.
Sad trombone.
I'm seriously. Onk looks pissed.
When does he not?
Yeah.
More pissed than normal.
Yeah, Ankh's default expression looks pissed, but now he looks like he's angry.
Did he catch on fire?
Yeah, something.
He's not the main hero. He's not allowed to do that.
He may have something on fire off camera with his eyes. I'm not certain. So that's what you missed on O's this week.
That sounds pretty awesome.
You should get around to watching it.
I'll look forward to watching it tomorrow. And not Ghost Ager. So, Mickey, are you going to watch the last episode of Ghost Ager next week?
I was planning on it, but then I saw how horribly boring it was? Probably not.
Oh.
Are you?
Well, no. I haven't watched any episodes in like 12 or 13 weeks.
And it looks like the creepy doll has recovered from its stew bath.
Oh, well, that's good. I guess.
Shall we break?
What?
Well, you're already breaking, so why the hell not?
And also, I did get the Zord vehicles and, well, the Beetle and Tiger.
And Beetle's the Tiger kind of appropriate this week.
Yeah. And the Spin Sword.
Did you get the Mega Blade or whatever it is, too?
Not yet.
Oh. I was wondering how they compare in length. Because your mom's not around for me to ask.
Well, that's not really a fair comparison.
Anyway, I take it you generally approve of the Spin Sword for it, Max?
Yes. It is good, and whoever decided to package the blade as a separate piece deserves a raise.
They should have done that with the Dragon Dagger.
The White Tiger Zord is kind of pink.
So I heard.
Yes, it looks like someone put a red shirt in with the whites.
That's exactly what it looks like.
You know, that's probably a little better than my White Tiger Zord, which is brown.
With the Tiger Zord, only two of the legs do the spinny thing, and only when they're connected to the front.
It is Bandai of America.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So, Ayn, in the various combined forms, you're only going to have one leg being able to spin.
You know, every spin sword has to be offset by three other failures.
And I'm sure we'll see them as this line goes on.
But I'm sure we'll see them within the next week.
It's not as much of a failure, but more as much of a space constraint.
No, I'm going to call it a failure.
Funny hats for the Megazord, so...
Yeah. And with these, they actually all do funny hats, as opposed to the Bandai Japan Beetle Origami, which is a funny second head.
What did Fort Max call the Beetle Origami last time?
The crab, I think.
Yeah. That's the one.
You've been around your mom too much.
They combine. The Tiger Zord combines pretty much the same way as the Japanese toy, except that, well, it actually looks somewhat better and doesn't need a second part to keep the Megazord from falling in on itself.
Yeah, the funny thing about the Tiger Zord is that I didn't even know there was an extra thing in the back of the Megazord to flip out and attach the Tiger Zord to. It caught me completely by surprise. I was like, oh, the thing flips out.
And the Beetle... and of course, the two of the legs will spin when you roll the wheel along the ground. And with the Beetle, it keeps the main Japanese gimmick in a way, as the head will spin when you push it along the ground. And the crab legs do detach they're needed to form the
crab legs?
Wing blade Megazord, which there are no instructions on how to form it.
Maybe that'll come with the shark.
The instructions included with the Zords. The front has for combining the said Zord with the Megazord, and instructions on how to have the Rangers ride the Zords. And then the back has instructions on how to combine each of the three individual Zords with the Megazord, and also how to combine the Wingblade Megazord with the Samurai Megazord. But no instructions on how to form the Wingblade Megazord.
Maybe they'll come with the fish hat.
I doubt it.
So, Paladin, do you have the Gokaiger Mecha on pre-order?
Not yet, but I keep trying.
Trying?
Well, most places don't have it up yet, or if they have, it's been sold out.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
but you are aiming to get one, though.
Yes.
And
that's good.
The instructions had... Well, back on the Beetle Zord, the instructions had the main body of the Beetle Zord used as, like, a shield weapon after you detach it from the head. But if you rotate the main body of the Beetle Zord upside down, you can still have it attached to the helmet, which is perfect for doing things that require not holding on to it, like dual-wielding swords.
Right.
But it only comes with one sword.
Well, that's when you give it one of the Dino Megazord's arms and its sword.
Oh.
Of course. I mean, that's a perfectly natural conclusion, don't you think?
Speaking of which, the Beetlezord can also double as a replacement arm.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is different.
It works, though. It looks pretty good, actually.
Not the official use of it as per the instructions, but yeah, it works, and it gives it a giant
beetle arm.
Yeah.
Gives it a giant crab arm.
With a drill punch.
Yes.
Crabs don't have drills.
Did Kogami make this?
No, that'd be a cake punch.
It would be an egg beater attachment.
I beat your mom's eggs.
She died.
We'll be right back.
Timmy Pete's real brand mayonnaise.
Hey, this is JD from Fanboy Versus. Join me, Chris Triplett, and Chris McFeely live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, or download the podcast. We'll discuss the week's biggest comic news as well as review the current week's best issues. So tune in to Fanboy Versus right here on the TF Radio Network.
Over 3,000 photos. More than a dozen different toy lines. 6 cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Okay, we're back.
The only question I really have is, what's up with the gay vampire in the show?
Well, he was about, 15 years ahead of his time?
Okay.
I mean, don't you think he'd be a total hit now with the pretty vampire craze?
Well, he's not really pretty so much as he looks like a Kids in the Hall character.
You just called him gay.
Does he sparkle? Yeah.
Well, he would if he was around now.
Probably.
Well, they blew the special effect. Well, they blew the CGI effects budget on Flabber's stuff anyway.
Mostly his chin, I'm guessing.
Well, no, all the allegedly funny magic effects that he does every episode.
Like the chin.
Well, no, they blew an entirely different budget on that.
What, the donut budget?
No, the practical effects budget.
I blew my budget on your mom's chin.
I could swear I said that joke before.
Well, you know, your mom jokes are so original anyway.
Yes.
Your mom jokes are used almost as much as your mom.
And they provide just about as much as enjoyment.
So anyway, we're back. We watched a thing.
We watched Beetleborgs because XV thought it'd be funny to make us watch something mad. But really, it was just boring.
It really was kind of boring. I should have picked a worse episode.
What would you qualify a worse episode, just to be curious?
Almost any of them.
See, the problem here is that we all know Beetleborgs is awful and unwatchable, therefore it's not surprising to see how bad it is.
Plus, I watched almost the entire series when it was airing, so...
Well, so did I.
This is why I'm glad that I'm much older than you, because that way I didn't do that.
Yeah, but you did other worse stuff.
Leave your mother out of this.
Exactly. But yeah, this is the episode where the Beetleborgs visit Comic-Con.
Yes, actual Comic Con.
Yeah.
Complete
with the sign and everything.
With the signs all over the place.
Complete with the signs plastered on all of the usual building exterior sets they already have.
Exactly.
How did they get the rest to Spider-Man?
Spider-Man was airing on Fox at the time.
And it was a Saban
production.
Production anyway, so.
Saban was basically running everything at Fox Kids at that point.
Does it was the one to held the Saban?
It used the Saban music library at the very least.
It used the Saban logo. It was part of the stuff that
that Disney got when they bought out Saban.
Yeah.
So that's why it's never put on DVD then.
It isn't.
That's what he just said, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's never been put out on DVD, is because Disney owns it.
Well, they own Marvel too, so.
Well, that makes sense, though.
But the X-Men series has been put out on DVD.
Oh, Christ, I just said that.
We can't tell.
This is kind of funny, actually.
I'm not even going to bother unplugging, I don't care.
That's fine, you're better now.
I love how it always fixes itself right when he decides that he's not going to bother with fixing it.
Yeah, but the joke would get old if he kept doing that for the entire show when he decided he wasn't going to fix it. Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and whatever. It also had cameo appearances by The Tick and Pete Cerviche.
Is that in there? I don't remember.
Samurai Pizza Cats, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy in a Pizza Cat costume, which was perhaps the best single thing in the episode, which honestly doesn't actually say all that much.
Yeah, really. No, I just thought the episode was interesting because it was, you know, at Comic-Con, or at least claimed to be.
Something that resembles but is legally distinctive from actual comic conventions, I'm sure.
Well, it had the Comic-Con logo.
Oh, yeah, like that proves anything.
Mm-hmm. It proves the Comic-Con people wanted to reach a whole new audience. The mentally handicapped.
You know,
like this show wasn't doing that?
Beetleborgs is what people think of when you tell them you watch Sentai. This is what they think all Sentai is like.
But the joke's on them. This is Metal Heroes. And no, Fort Max, we're still not watching Shider.
Well, actually, this entire episode had maybe like 30 seconds, well, definitely under a minute, of actual Metal Heroes footage.
Yeah, I know. What a letdown, right?
And about 30 seconds of that was Stalk Attack footage.
Yeah.
And the other 30 seconds was quick shots of guys we'd never seen before and will never see again and didn't have any idea who was named who.
Right.
Right.
But somebody was shooting at somebody else and somebody else punched them in the face.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Episode over, take a shot, hope to forget about it.
And yeah.
What are we watching next week?
And the odd thing is they went ahead and it's as if they decided to do a convention episode partially to explain the these two other heroes that are never seen again because, well, it's from the crossover episode and they're heroes from the Jam Person series.
But you know what's funnier about this?
They're only in 30 seconds of the entire show.
And if this is footage from the crossover with B-Fighter, there's not actually any shot of them in the same frame with the B-Fighter characters. There's source footage of the Beetleborgs, and there's source footage of the whatever they are characters, but never the two will meet.
Now, didn't this crossover also have Blue SWAT?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not all up on that Metal Heroes stuff. But it's just like, if they were trying to, you know, leverage the crossover footage they had, it's like there's no point because there was no crossing over.
And then, even then, they only used 30 seconds of crossover footage.
With no crossing over happening in the crossover footage.
Yes.
They could have just as easily taken one of the even earlier Metal Heroes series and cut the footage the same way and it would have the same effect.
Yeah.
You know, the it's like if they took the Kabutak Christmas movie.
Don't remind us of that, please.
Where there was the two Beetleborg suits in it and, you know, they cut that around to where you never actually see the suits and Kabutak at the same time. You know, it's the same thing as that.
Which they probably would have done if they decided to use that footage.
The footage in VR Troopers.
What?
It's like when I'm driving late at night and I start drifting off behind the wheel.
Beetleborgs is?
Yeah.
I fail to see the similarity. What's the connection, Mickey?
It's a car wreck waiting to happen.
Excellent. And yeah, this was kind of a car wreck.
I'm not even prepared to say this was better than Ghost Sager.
No, maybe not.
No, stuff happened.
But was Fee, you're not allowed to pick terrible things for us to watch anymore.
But is it stuff that was worth having happen, Fort Max?
Not everyone's completely hateable in this, so...
Who's not?
I was going to say, really?
I mean, kids are obnoxious.
Spider-Man
the monsters
didn't really
are horrible.
Do anything awful.
Spider-Man didn't really do anything.
Well, he signed that kid's autograph.
He probably charged the kids $35 each for the autographs. They just didn't film that part.
No, that's a fee they charge to get into Comic-Con.
And then don't you have to pay for
they
autographs?
They didn't even do that. They snuck in as Beetleborgs.
Well, see, that was technically okay, though, because they had tickets, they just lost them. So technically that wasn't wrong.
Does that make you a backup archival copy of something before you return to Blockbuster? In case you can't rent it again?
Yeah, but nobody would ever do something
and also,
like that.
I think that confuses. This episode had a Scooby Dooby Doors segment in it.
Well, they had to fill the time somehow.
And then they talk to the camera.
Well, they got to fill time somehow when they're not using the 30 seconds of Battle Heroes footage.
No, the Scooby Dooby Door segment. I'm fine with that. The problem is, you don't go up and say, "Can't catch me" to the camera. The point is, you're supposed to, the Scooby Dooby Door segment is running in one door, coming out another door. That does not involve going up and talking to the fourth wall.
I'm just marking down all the places where he said Scooby Dooby Doors because I'm going to cut that out and use that somewhere.
String them all together into one long string of it.
Yeah, that's the ticket. What was the last thing you told me after we watched it? I couldn't pick anything horrible anymore.
Probably Masked Rider.
No, I don't think that was it, because we all knew going in how bad that would be.
I think it may have been that Chinese Metal Heroes
ripoff, whatever. That's entirely possible. Because we actually... either that, or it was like Rescue Force.
What?
Rescue Force?
No, Rescue Force is pretty great, actually.
Well, there was something in that range that we all concluded was dull, and then you told me I couldn't pick bad things anymore.
Probably Armor Hero. Armor Hero is probably the most boring thing I've ever watched.
Yeah, I got to agree. That was pretty terrible.
Probably what?
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 Armor Hero. Boring.
I understand they're doing a second season of that, actually.
Lord.
Well, Armor Hero is that Chinese Metal Heroes ripoff.
Right. I think we all knew that already, Fort Max.
Maybe that's the problem, is they're ripping out something that's boring to begin with.
Could be.
Well, plus, Armor Hero wasn't nearly acid trippy enough.
That does seem to be an important qualifier in this. How drug-induced the series was.
Well, no. Scheider is entertainingly drug-induced, so...
But we're still not going to watch any of it.
Are we only allowed to watch bad series in this now or something?
No, we're only allowed to watch what XB wants to watch.
No, we can watch anything as long as it's not what Fort Max wants to watch.
I want to watch Scheider.
Yeah, but that's something Fort Max wants to watch, so we can't watch it.
Then can we watch Shin,
we've done two episodes of Cyber Squad already.
Yeah, but that's actually something good.
We should watch Kamen Rider the First at some point.
Well, we're going to, just not soon. When Movie Wars Core comes out subbed, we're going to do a whole writer movie month. Including the First and some others.
Did I even mention Shin again?
Did you guys hear something?
That's what I thought.
What's Shin? Is it like G?
Well, it's not so much in that they actually acknowledge that it happened. Like, Shin gets to appear in the Giant Rider team-ups.
But he's not allowed to talk.
Well, Shin never really talked anyway.
He's a lot trippier than G. He tears out an enemy's spine.
Bitching. Yeah, he totally fatality'd that monster.
He bumblebeed it.
And it wasn't even like in a shadow, was it? They actually showed the spine coming out, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shin sounds awesome. Why don't you want to watch that?
God, it's actually really awful.
Oh.
It was the first of the 90s Masked Rider movies.
The first movie after... after Black RX?
Yeah. You know, after the series died off, they did a few movies trying to get interest going in the series again.
And all of them
like
tanked,
Doctor Who,
right?
In the 90s?
What, Mickey?
Like Doctor Who in the 90s?
I suppose.
Except I doubt that the Doctor Who movie was as horrible as Shin.
But it failed to reignite interest in the brand. That was my point.
Right.
Well, it was a sci-fi series. Well, it was going to be a sci-fi series on Fox, so it would have been doomed anyway.
Except that was back in the 90s, though. They didn't do that badly back then with that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, look how long X-Files
lasted. That's because
lasted.
People kept watching X-Files despite how hard Fox tried to kill it.
And how badly it sucked.
Still counts.
Still counts.
Of course, then there was...
Last first one I didn't cancel X-Files is because it was horrible.
Shoot, what was the name of that spinoff?
Oh, The Lone Gun?
Yeah, that.
That
the
show
Lone
was awesome, and they canceled it immediately.
After, like, what, 3 episodes?
Yep. I love that show.
See, I actually watched that.
Got the DVD set somewhere.
With 3 episodes on it?
They had a full 13-episode season this scenario.
Kind of like Clerks.
Yeah.
The animated
or
series.
Or Firefly, or...
Well, except at least in reruns, Firefly got all of its episodes aired. And I think Sci-Fi has run the full series production.
Yeah, and it also... Yeah, kind of like how it took Cartoon Network for all the Freakazoid episodes to finally get aired. In, like, 2004.
Well, the same thing with the Clerks series. ABC ran, what, 3 episodes of that, too?
What was the name of the business guy in the Clerks cartoon?
Leonardo,
that was it.
I was trying to think of his last name, I couldn't remember it.
He had the same name twice.
Yes, that was the joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you just forgot. Which wasn't very funny.
Well, of course not. Look at what show we're on.
No. What are we talking about next week?
Jew Ranger.
Oh, good.
Which episodes?
3 and 4. Because it's a 2-part story.
Okay, we're sticking to the TV Nihon subs then?
Yeah.
Well, the other subs are more taken from a less translation and more padding out a summary to fill the show.
Well, no, Paladin found other subs. Of course, those only go up through, like, what, episode 10?
Yeah.
That's the problem with G-Ranger. Nobody finishes it. Of course, TV Nihon's not really finishing it either. They stopped episode 5. Die Ranger stalled at 30.
Well, actually, this is the second time that TV Nihon stopped at 5 with that series.
Oh, well, so that's why
they... Was it at 4 that the previous time that they stopped at?
Well, see, that makes sense then. They've just been reapplying their existing scripts to the new episodes, and now they have to actually translate from scratch for the following episodes. You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't. That's the funny part. Oh, they're busy translating Ghost Ager.
Yeah, that's a much better spending on their effort.
Well, at least we will have Gokaiger speed subs from the look of it.
Right.
From multiple places.
Everybody wants the pirates.
Well, it's a great theme to jump in on.
Just like I jumped in on your mom.
Well, Plus, in overtime, as stated before, that if it's a series that they don't like, they aren't subbing it because they're not going to watch something they don't like.
Which seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Is that why they don't do Ghostbaker?
At first, they weren't sure. So they weren't sure whether they'd be subbing O's until they actually saw it, and right. It was good, so they subbed it.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't do Ghostbaker?
Good reason as any, right?
I would think so.
Well, if they were subbing Sentai, if they had been subbing Sentai before Ghostbaker started, they probably wouldn't have subbed Ghostbaker.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or they would have dropped it partway through. What, you've only just noticed that's how he says it?
No, I'm just pointing it out.
You know, there's only one episode of the series left. You might as well just leave him alone with it.
He's Texan. It's amazing he can talk at all.
Wait, I thought he was Australian.
Not much difference, really.
Ooh.
I was disappointed to find out there are people that are fans of Ghostbaker.
Like Paladin.
That, honestly,
no, I'm pretty sure Paladin's just a masochist.
Well, I keep showing up, don't I?
No, Paladin just has really good pills.
He's only half here when he records.
Well, that's more than most of us, right?
Huh?
This is fun. Tomorrow night's the temperature's probably going to go down to 9.
In Texas?
Yes.
So basically everybody in Texas is going to die tomorrow.
Pretty much, yeah. And meanwhile, the Steelers and Packers are probably wondering what the big deal is.
I don't get it.
Well, the Packers are from Wisconsin.
The Steelers are from Pennsylvania.
So?
And they're both in the Dallas area for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Well, the teams are here now, so...
Okay, there's something I...
hockey game or something? Or?
There's something I never really understood. Shouldn't the Super Bowl be played in the stadium of one of the teams in the Super Bowl?
You think, but it's never actually happened.
Right, that's what I don't get. Why do they go to some other stadium?
So there's no home team advantage?
But that's the whole point. How is a crappy team supposed to win the Super Bowl without a home field advantage?
Well, it's all rigged anyway.
Try asking the Lions about that.
I have no idea what that means because I don't even follow football.
All I know is right after a certain national event, the Patriots immediately won. And right after Hurricane Katrina, the Saints won. I'm just saying it looks a little suspicious.
So, who won after the Challenger blew up?
I would assume Florida.
Somebody should look that up. It'd be funny if it was true.
Alright. Was it 85?
Or after, Columbia blew up, too.
Technically 86.
Well, let's see. Columbia blew up in 2005, and it blew up over North Texas, and, it wasn't the Cowboys that won.
Well, who did win that year?
All right, Super Bowl 86. No, Chicago won that.
The Bears won the Super Bowl?
But that'd be in January. And when did the shuttle blow up, though?
January?
86.
I'm trying to find the exact date here.
Of the Super Bowl?
It was January 26, 1986. So
which? The Super Bowl or the Challenger blowing up?
The Super Bowl was January 26. The Challenger was what day?
I don't know. That's what we're asking you. You're looking it up.
Well, regardless, the timing's been too close for them to have arranged for Florida to win the Super Bowl then anyway, so...
The Challenger was the 28th.
Of January?
Yes.
Okay.
So it would have been the next year's Super Bowl.
Okay.
Who won that?
Let's find out.
We are about to blow a national conspiracy right here.
New York.
Crap. It's not... There's no... conspiracies. It's singular. There's only one conspiracy.
Well, we're going to blow the roof off part of it right now. I'm still trying to get over the part where the Bears won a Super Bowl. It's like the Cubs winning a World Series. That just doesn't happen. The very notion of that goes against everything I've ever believed in. And
I believe in the WNBA.
And I say this as somebody who lived in Chicago.
Yeah, let's see. Suburbs. Yeah, the Super Bowl played on January 25th, 1987, won by the Giants.
With a national anthem by Neil Diamond.
Well, I guess their conspiracy is more deeply hidden than we thought.
Oh, the halftime show. Salute to Hollywood's 100th anniversary with Southern California high school drill teams and dancers.
Well, that must have been a showstopper.
Nice. So are we done?
Probably. We're talking about football. How can we not be done?
All right, then we'll see you next week.
Field yeah. F-ing sucks. Now we're done.
Well, you might. Might see you guys. I might have frozen to death by then.
We're gonna need another Timmy.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
Well, happy frozen death, Fort Max.
Yes, and wait, how the hell did we not manage to talk about Samurai premiering next week?
Didn't we mention that like weeks ago?
We talked about bulk. That's more important.
Yeah, really. And
true. Yeah.
We kind of got caught up in the Gokaiger theme for about 15 seconds.
I got caught up in your mom's theme.
For 15 seconds?
Oh, much longer.
Oh.
All night. I had that song on loop.